Chapter 11. During lunch at school, Victor, Elsa, and John met again and read from the big book. Victor pointed to a lad with a big sausage. Everyone knows what this lad is called. Sausage Swiper, the kids all said in one tone. If I were a Yule lad, Victor said, I'd be Sausage Swiper. I love sausages. He opened his lunchbox. The leftovers from yesterday, he said, smiling, and took a good bite of the sausage his mom had put in the lunchbox. If Sausage Swiper had arrived, he might steal that from you, John said, and the kids laughed. Window Peeper, said Victor, as Elsa flipped the book over to the next page. He is so curious for looking into the windows at people's houses, said Elsa, and shook her head. That's very rude. People may not have had any curtains then, Victor said. Imagine what you would do with your nose if you always had to completely next to the window and stare inside. The kids laughed at Victor's wisdom. Doorway Sniffer mustn't have been curious, said John, pointing to a picture of a Yule lad with a long and slender nose pointing into the air. Because of his big nose, he was so good at finding the smell of the Christmas bread when people were baking them. I wish he had come when we were baking. I would have been quite willing to give him mine, said Elsa, and the boys totally agreed. Here is Meat Hook. He's the next one to come to town. But he was always stealing people's meat when people were making it in the old days. Now people just buy it in a shop. Remember what the last lad is called? Asked Elsa. Yes, of course. Candle Stealer, John and Victor said in chorus. Oh, how I'm excited, said John. Tomorrow, the first Yule lad comes to town. Sheepcoat Claude is coming. It is best to go to bed early and remember to brush the teeth. The kids said goodbye and looked forward to the next day.